You're listening to Traveling the Silk Road with belly dancer and author Leila Najma. For more belly dance articles, free instructional videos, and DVDs, go to leila-najma.com. Now, here's Traveling the Silk Road with Leila.
Welcome to Traveling the Silk Road with Leila Najma. I'm Leila, and I decided to start off podcasts so that I could verbally talk to everybody regarding about how I feel, not just about belly dance, but women issues and agendas, and maybe anything that interests me throughout the week. So I thought this would be a lot of fun. Besides getting out, I think, important information that I normally don't write about in my blog. So what we're going to do is I'll start off talking today about something very important to me. I wrote a book called The Divine Unrest, My Stories and Personal Views on Belly Dance. And I wanted to talk to you about why I wrote this book. The reason why I wrote the book was I think something happened to me that happens to a lot of entertainers, and it can happen at any point in time in your career or your hobby, if it happens to be one or the other. You can get burned out. And I had just co-produced a show, and that was probably a year before I started writing the book. That was probably 5 years ago. And what happened was I got really exhausted and tired of the drama that goes along with trying to create something that is passionate for you and something that is important for you. And so while I was working on this production, and it took about a year to prepare the production before we finally actually had our show, I found that there's so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes with entertainers. And by the time I was done with the production, what ended up happening is I was just so burnt out. I was exhausted with just the BS that happens behind the scenes. And so I had been writing articles for a couple of years at that point, probably 4 or 5 years, for Chronicles Belly Dance magazine. And a friend of mine said, well, why don't you just put all those articles together and start writing a book? So I thought about it, and I decided to go ahead and do that. But what ended up happening with the divine unrest is I actually was talking about this divine feeling of unrest, about something that I really, really loved. So I noticed that as I was writing the book, first off, I was writing and getting out some of the issues and problems that I felt. And so it wasn't really a helpful book at that point. It was actually kind of just getting out all the dirt that I felt was happening around me. And then as a year passed, and then obviously what most people don't tell you is that you have to edit and re-edit. I mean, I probably edited my book probably 20 times by the time I got it to where I felt it was a good read for everybody. But the book changed so much because I had changed throughout the 4 years it took me to write the book. And it wasn't so much a tell-all or a get it all out there, this is the dirty that I don't like about belly dancing, whatever. It changed from that to actually, this is my story, these are my experiences, and this is how I came to the conclusions that I did, and these are solutions to problems. So with the divine unrest, I went from just vomiting almost all of this stuff out in the beginning to actually coming to terms with my own mortality in the entertainment business and as a woman. And so I wrote about situations and experiences that I had. I realized that in this particular dance field that not everybody is performing because they want to be a top-notch professional dancer. A lot of women are looking for answers to different aspects of who they are as women. And so that's why this dance field kind of has this mix of professional hobbyists, and just hobbyists, because not everybody has the same goals in this particular dance field. But when you have that happen, and you're dealing with all these different personalities and different reasons for being in this dance field, the mix of trying to get stuff done can really either be something that is an amazing experience, or it can be something like what I experienced, where it was really difficult from day one. And so when I realized that there were so many different women in this dance field, I also realized that there are a lot of issues that are kind of swept under the rug. And so I talked about some of those in my book as well. I talked about attitudes, personalities, agendas, things that happened to me that I had to learn the ropes of belly dancing as well, just like everybody else. And I think that by the end of the book, I came to some really good conclusions about how to make the dance something special and just kind of leave out all the other stuff that doesn't really matter. And so as an entertainer, and I've been dancing for 25 years and teaching as well, I realized that I had to make the dance something that I felt was personal and important to me without all the other crap that can happen and attach itself to the dance form. In the end, I realized that I had to go back to my purest ideals of what belly dancing was. In the beginning of my pursuit of being a belly dancer, I had all these ideas of what I felt belly dancing was, and I had these butterflies in my stomach every time I thought about belly dancing. And I realized that somehow, some way, I had to get back to that to be able to come back to how I felt belly dancing should be. Now, that's not always easy because, as I show in the book, I've had all these experiences in the dance field, and they weren't all great either. You know, I've dealt with some stinkers out there who didn't make my journey easy. But my point is that I know that with all the experiences that I've had, I'm at an advantage here because I can actually go back to that purest perspective with having all this information under my belt. And because of that, I can choose to decide what I want to see in the belly dancing world. And so because of that, the book helped me come full circle back to where I needed to be able to entertain, perform, and teach. Because I wasn't doing any of that. I took probably a 2-year break from doing any of that because I just didn't feel it in my heart and my soul. But now that I have come full circle, I'm just ready to polish my diamond and make my passion shine even more. And I come from a place of, I think, kind of like a journey, a type of journey that started with all these unrealistic ideals of what belly dancing was, through the muck and all the battles and everything that I had to go through back home. And when I've come back home, I've realized that all that took place, everything that has happened in my belly dancing career, has made me the woman that I am today. And I like who I see. So the bottom line is, no matter what has happened in my belly dancing career, I like what I see when I look in the mirror. So the divine unrest, my stories and personal views on belly dance, is all about this particular journey of trying to figure out what is going on in my dance career and trying to come to conclusions and also give answers to particular problems that maybe some dancers are going through. And I'm hoping that a lot of you who read my book will read it and go, aha, oh, I went through that. Oh, I experienced that. Oh, I know how she feels there. Or if you're a beginner dancer, it'll give you some perspective to look at, not particularly that's going to be your experience, but something to look out for, because I didn't have any warning signs that were placed out in front of me, I just kind of jumped off the deep end and just went for it. So I feel that the book actually will help dancers who don't need to jump off the deep end, who basically want to have a good time and enjoy their dance, but they want to know what they need to look out for. So The Divine Unrest is about all of that. It is on Amazon Kindle, and it's pretty easy to find. And I like feedback in regards to my book. I have gotten really wonderful feedback. I've had dancers who, one in particular who just wrote me, who had been dancing for about 8 years, and she said that she felt something wasn't right in her dance classes because she wanted to start to create and develop her own choreographies and kind of do her own thing, and her teacher wouldn't ever let her do that. She always had a reason or an excuse not to let her perform in hofflas or in shows. So this gal wrote me, and she basically was thanking me in regards to telling her and helping her find what it was that she was feeling, and she something that she knew wasn't right. She didn't quite know where to go dig it out and to see it and look at it. And so when she read my book, it was clear to her what she needed to do, and she started to take the bull by the horns, and now I think she's going to probably start doing her own thing and creating what she feels she needs to in her life. So the feedback that I've gotten has been really good for da from dancers, and I wrote it for dancers, but I wrote it for everybody. I mean, even belly dance husbands or husbands of entertainers, I think, can relate to it. So, in saying all of that, check out my book, The Divine Unrest: My Stories and Personal Views on Belly Dance. I think you'll get a good read out of it. It's not a long book, and I think that if you're a dancer in this particular field of belly dance, that it's going to be something that you can relate to. And again, like I said, I like feedback and I like that interaction with dancers. So if you read my book, which I hope you do, go ahead and email me, and you can email me at Layla, Leyla, at Layla, Leyla dash Najma, Najma dot com. Just go ahead and email me and let's talk about it, because I enjoy talking about the dance and your experiences. I want to hear what's happened to you. So if you can, email me and let's talk about it. So thanks for listening in to my first podcast. I'm pretty excited about doing these. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me and add anything you want to about your dance journey or whatever. You don't even have to read my book. I hope you do. But connect with me and let's get together and talk about dance. So take care, and this has been Layla Najma on Traveling the Silk Road with Layla Najma. Take care, and I will be talking to you next time about writing for dance magazines, so look for that. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks again for listening to Traveling the Silk Road with Layla Najma. For more articles, free videos, as well as DVDs, go to layla-najma.com. And The Divine Unrest is available on Amazon in both ebook, Kindle format, as well as in paperback. And once again, thanks for listening to The Silk Road with Layla Najma.